Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Severe storms have now killed at least 15 people in California, and floodwaters keep rising. CBS's Steve Futterman is there.
It has been a tough 24 hours. Most of California is now facing potential flooding. Barry Parker is with the Ventura County Fire Department.
We've had multiple people who were stranded and needed to be rescued. We've had large mud and debris flows. We have rivers that jump their banks.
This woman lives in a mudslide area.
We've been watching for the last several days to make sure that the ground is stable and that the retaining walls aren't overtopping with mud.
And with more rain in the forecast, it's likely to get worse.
Republicans want answers on classified documents bearing President Biden's name.
The new Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee says his panel will investigate the matter. Kentucky Congressman James Comer has written the White House seeking more details about what was found at the Penn Biden Center and who might have had access to it. In a separate letter to the head of the National Archives, Comer suggests political bias at that agency because it didn't alert Congress or the public to the Biden documents the way it did disclose the fact that documents marked classified were being held by former President Trump.
That's CBS's Stephen Portnoy. Former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg has been sentenced to 5 months in jail for dodging taxes. But his attorney, Nicholas Gravanti, thanked the Trump family today.
He is grateful to them for their continued support throughout this difficult chapter of his life.
Ukrainian troops will start training on a new missile system here in the U.S. CBS's Kami McCormick.
The training on this missile defense system can take several months, but that removes Ukrainian soldiers from the battlefield. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
The longer those troops are off the line, they're not actually engaged in combat. And so trying to work with the Ukrainians to see what we can do to accelerate the training timeline.
Ukraine's president believes the system will make a significant difference in his country's defenses against the Russian invasion.
A background check missed a trooper's red flags before he killed several people in Virginia.
The oversight happened in 2020, a year before Austin Edwards kidnapped a 15-year-old girl and killed three members of her family in California. Edwards had spent time in a psychiatric facility in 2016. He posed online as a 17-year-old boy while communicating with the 15-year-old girl in California. Edwards killed her family last year after she stopped responding to his messages. Edwards died by suicide during a shootout with police. The girl was never harmed. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The Mega Millions drawing just hours away. Jackpot's up to $1.1 billion. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Governor Evers says he won't support a flat tax or universal school choice. Evers tells the Upfront program those proposals are bad for Wisconsin's bottom line. Majority Republicans who control the state legislature support both ideas. The governor will deliver his budget plan next month, then lawmakers will spend the next few months revising it. The boy accused of killing Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls won't find out if his trial is moving to adult court until August. The judge in the case is turning down a prosecutor's request to move that hearing up to June. The suspect's lawyer says he can't prepare his case that quickly. 10-year-old Lily was assaulted and killed last year. In sports, the Bucks beat the Knicks last night 111-107. Tonight, the Badgers host Michigan State. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe. New time, 3 to 6 p.m. and Dom.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Jim Santel for just a few more minutes. As you point out, this is a civil trial, not a criminal trial. You think that the Trump org will end up with the death penalty under New York law.
Letitia James, she's doing a civil case, right? This is a criminal matter.
Oh, it is. So I misunderstood.
It is, yes.
Normally I leave the being wrong to Dom.
right?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Street in Minneapolis or at vinaigrettemn.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut any cut deeper.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives out there in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And Native news and events, we discuss that, Ogama, and Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Minnesota 350, MN350, which is a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, so we have like a terrible air here in the Twin Cities, the worst since 2005. And believe it or not, you can really feel it and smell it, Ogama. You know, that's not a good thing. They say it's because it's... kind of warm out here with all the snow, but I say it's because of pollution and crap that emissions and things like that, and lions and tigers and bears. But it's
a combination, actually. I was one of the things I wanted to talk about in the news was this. A little bit about how it's happening.
We should have talked about that at our 2-hour prep before the show that we do every day.
So bonjour, everybody. This is Ogama Ganuakwe, and I have some news and information for you here on Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. One of the things that I wanted to talk about is the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has said that Minneapolis has the worst winter air quality situation they've seen since December of 2005. It's 2023. It's been a long time since we've had this bad of air quality in the Twin Cities. And even up where I live, a couple hours north of the Twin Cities, it's still pretty bad up here. And the reason that there's really poor air quality is a combination of the quiet weather, like you were talking about, Robert. There's snowstorms and heavy snow, and things are a little warmer than they should maybe normally be at this time of year. But they also, those winds, they stir the atmosphere. And they actually prevent the pollution from exhaust and smokestacks and chimneys and all those things from being able to, like, escape. So they start to collect and they kind of get trapped in this little vortex that we have because of those winter storms. And there's a temperature inversion in the atmosphere. So that means there's basically like a lid on top of the Twin Cities, and it's keeping all of those pollutants near the ground. And that's happening throughout the entire state. And The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency said that because the temperatures are near freezing, the moisture released by the melting snow is also trapped particles near the surface. And then there's been an air quality alert in Minneapolis since Monday, and it's extended now until 6 p.m. tomorrow. It's from the Red River Valley southeast to Brainerd, St. Cloud, and all the way down to the Twin Cities. They're expecting that air quality is going to improve with a cold front later on this week, but it's definitely pretty rough. Orange and red conditions in much of Minnesota this week, Robert.
Yeah, I really feel it, and I feel like even though I was a longtime smoker, I haven't smoked in, I don't know, 17 years, I can still feel it. So that's not good. And first, like you said, or we both said that since 2005, so it's gnarly. And I hate to be one of those people. I went for my exercise this morning. I do that long walk in the morning, and I could feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I have a little one under a year old. She's about 10 months now. And we have not been outside the last couple of days just because it's just her little body can't process those particles nearly as well as an adult body can. So we've been really careful to keep her out of this as much as we can anyway, which for right now means inside, as much as it's not fun to have her inside, even though the weather's decent, right?
Right. Hey, maybe I forgot to mention, too, we got Nancy Bolio on today, Ogama, and also Philip DeFries from White Earth Tribal Community College talking about some offerings there. So that's pretty interesting. Oh,
yeah, White Earth Tribal and Community College has some really awesome program offerings for emergency medical technician, certified nursing assistant, early childhood certification, and some other things. I believe they're going to be talking about that. And I've got some banners to put up for everybody. So if you're looking for a new career or something to get you by, there's some certificates that are available there. Robert, I wanted to touch base on something that you shared earlier this week. I was pretty excited to see about the only fabric store in Minnesota that is owned by two Native women. They just got their key, and they're going to have a new location in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. It's called Fire Mountain Fabrics, and you can find their designs on firemountainfabrics.com. And let me tell you all, it is some gorgeous stuff. Gorgeous, gorgeous material. So if you're somebody who sews, makes ribbon skirts, purses, they have cotton, satin, and sequin fabric on their website, as well as ribbon, bias tape, and elastic. They also sell what I think is really cool. They sell ribbon skirt kits. So for those of you who... you know, maybe want to make a ribbon skirt and kind of have some of the know-how, or an auntie or somebody that can come show you, but you just need the materials, and you don't want to go buy enough materials to make, you know, if you buy a roll of ribbon, that'll probably make you several ribbon skirts, but just that one color. So they just send you exactly what you need: pins, measuring tape, elastic, seam ripper, all those things. And they've got two different designs posted up right now, both for the same price, and they look really gorgeous as well. So exciting.
Yeah, I want a star quilt kit. That's what I want, so I can whip up a couple star quilts. Oh, wow.
Yeah, aunties everywhere, hear our prayers. We want star quilt kits. I can do a 9-block, but I haven't tried a star quilt yet. So if anybody wants to give me some lessons, I'd be happy to try that. Hey, Robert, do you remember some time ago when we had Bobby Dews on Native Roots Radio? And he talked about a play that the 1491s wrote. Do you remember that?
It's really interesting that you bring that up, because I was telling you about that book that Wendy was reading, that I started reading about Native comedians. And they went in depth about that play, which is really interesting. And then all of a sudden they came out to what you're about to say.
Yeah, so Dallas Goldtooth just posted up on social media and said that the 1491s wrote a play called Between Two Knees, and it's a story about what happened between the massacre at Wounded Knee and the Wounded Knee occupation. And it's a comedy that they wrote, and it's a play, but it's actually going to be at the MacArthur Theater in Princeton, New Jersey on January 31st through February 13th. And then it's going to be at a show in Seattle. Seattle Rep is what is tagged, but I'm not sure exactly the name of the venue. And that starts in March and runs March 3rd through March 26th. Dallas said there's probably never going to be a video of it available. So if you want to watch the madness, you're going to have to go and see it in a theater when it's in your town. And then he also wanted to note that the 1491s, they wrote the play, but they're not in it. It's actually performed by actual native actors who have far more skills than us, is what he says. But it looks so exciting, and I'm really excited to see Native people taking over in the theater realm. I think we get spoiled with that here in the Twin Cities. You know, we have a new Native theater in the Twin Cities, but it's really good to see it in other places as well.
Yeah, let's hope they come to the Twin Cities, and I'll tell you what people really either loved it and got it at this festival, or they hated it. So we know where everyone lies with the hating and the making fun of things that people maybe would be thinking a little too serious about when it comes to possibly their own people do what they did to us. But that's another story, and maybe we'll get Bobby or Dallas on here soon. But hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. Thanks, Ogama.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Health insurance that fits my budget? I'm covered. I needed health coverage I could count on and afford. MinSure helped me find a plan that works for me, and they helped me save money. Did you know that most Minnesotans qualify for savings through MinSure? And they have free experts who can help you sign up for coverage. Go to MinSure.org today and get started and get covered. That's MNSure.org. MNSure.org.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Take care of your community by joining Metro Transit's Adopt a Stop program. Show your community pride by adopting a transit stop. Join us in helping keep the stop and your neighborhood beautiful and report any maintenance needs to us. We'll put a sign at the stop recognizing your efforts, plus you'll get 10 free rides every month. Get details at metrotransit.org/adopt. That's metrotransit.org/adopt.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, this portion's brought to you by, I don't know, Ogama, what's this portion brought to you by? We just lost Ogama, I think. I am trying to do a couple things here at once, but I am with Philip, and Philip, you're going to be speaking on the White Earth Tribal Community College, and I am trying to, it's pretty funny here. Can you hear me all right, Philip?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we just had a little technical difficulty there for a second. I couldn't get the screen out there, but we're live all over here, and let's talk a little bit about what's happening with the White Earth Tribal Community College up there. And introduce yourself, please, as I pull myself together here.
Yeah, so my name is Phil. I am actually originally from New York City and have wound my way through the U.S. and recently came to the sort of Northwest Minnesota area. I actually live in Fargo now, but I am working at the White Earth Tribal and Community College in the Customized Education Department as the program navigator, which basically means I'm like the student-facing person. So students here, if they want to do one of our programs, get set up with our grants that we get from the state of Minnesota, they'll usually come through my office and I'll kind of tell them what we do and, you know, help them get set up and stuff like that. So happy to be here and spread the word.
Awesome. Hey, so talk about maybe some of the programs that you got going on there, and are they specific? Can they do them online? We're all over the country too, and not only in Minnesota, but and I'm sure people know all about your school all over the country. So maybe you can tell us a few ins and outs and how we can sign up for this.
Sure. Yeah. So White Earth Tribal and Community College, we're located in Minomen, Minnesota, on the White Earth Reservation. We stress the tribal and community college because the majority of our student body is Native, especially Anishinaabe, but we serve or aim to serve the wider community. But our program specifically, Customized Ed, we get grant funding, like I said, from the state of Minnesota, and kind of do two things. On the one hand, students attending classes here, you know, pursuing an associate's degree or some sort of other kind of academic certificate, will help them with tuition assistance and other sort of school-related stuff. Kind of the goal being to remove a lot of the noise and, that surrounds going to college so that they can focus more on their studies and worry less about like how to afford getting to school, stuff like, because we're pretty rural and spread out here. But then the other thing that we're really excited about is we have a number of workforce trainings that we've got up and running that are also funded by this grant. And we've chosen ones that we hope will serve the specific needs of this community. So right now we have a boiler operator training going, and there's that conveniently placed flyer right there. We have child development associate training as well. We have certified nursing assistant training, the emergency medical technician training, and solar PV installer training. So those might, I don't know, to listeners not in the area, seem kind of random, but they specifically are aimed to serve needs in this community. There's a real shortage of, you know, childcare workers, medical workers and stuff like that. And also solar energy is kind of an exploding industry in this area. So we're trying to funnel people who might not otherwise know how to get into that field, into it. And with our grant, you can, if you qualify for the grant, which I'll get to the eligibility requirements in a second, they're pretty lax. You can theoretically, if you qualify, take these classes, with the cost of the class covered, cost of your books covered, cost of the exam fees, because usually they cost something, sometimes a lot. Right. And we cover that. The whole goal is to just get people into the workforce, or if they're already into the workforce, get them better wages or better careers, stuff like that. So,
yeah, I'm zoning in on the special boiler license, too. If you're a custodian, let's say in a public school, that would be a big pay bump to have that license. As being a former school teacher, I know that you can move and groove then up the ladder and make really good money. And so these are really cool. And then solar, like you said, that's blowing up, and that's just good to know. And CNA training, we need that, you know, more so than ever because there's such a shortage of that. So this sounds really good. So let us know what next steps are right now.
Sure. And I should, to one of your earlier questions, not all, but a lot of these classes are available with a virtual option. So for instance, the special boiler operator, like you mentioned, that the instructor pre-records all of his lectures, I guess you'd say, and there's a site where students can go to access all of that, and it can pretty much entirely be done online. You have to take a test at the end of it physically, but they have testing locations all around the country. So it, like, we chose these specific trainings based on our region, but they're not restricted to people within our region. And so to your other question, if people are interested in that next step, what I would recommend they do is either mainly reach out to me. So you can call my office. My number is 218-936-8326. Or you can email me. My email is just my name, Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, dot DeVries, D-E-V-R-I-E-S, at W-E-T-C-C.edu. Or you can also go on to the White Earth website. There's specifically a customized education tab. You pull that up, and you can just sort of follow the prompts, and it'll let you fill out like a quick application that'll ultimately funnel you to me, and I'll get you going on next steps from there. So yeah, we try to make it pretty easy.
So when's the next cycle to sign up for school, or does it matter, or is it on a semester, quarter, dealy bob?
So the workforce trainings, it's pretty, I mean, you guys are in the Twin Cities, you know, it's pretty cold. So we kind of took a pause for the deep winter, but we're gearing up to start up again. All these trainings will either be beginning in late February or early March. So there's still plenty of time to sign up. And we're still actively recruiting in this area. And the length of each one varies a lot. So like EMT is going to be a whole lot longer than say solar installer. But they roughly correspond to the academic semester. So most of them will be done by April or May.
Wow, that's excellent. And the number again is 218-936-8326. That's 218-936-8326. That's exciting. Really, you know, being a former teacher, it's really great to hear these options. And also, I'm sure it's open to all ages, too, because we're all different degree. Some, like myself, was a late bloomer. I really didn't get my degree until I was older. And, so it's not a race. And maybe you'll find something here.
And I should clarify on that, actually. The one age requirement for our program is you do have to be 18 or older. There's right. No cap, but you do have to be at least 18.
Yeah, so that's a good point. That's a really good point. Well, we got like a minute left here. What part of New York are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn originally, but I moved upstate to, I don't know if you're familiar with Ithaca, New York. I moved up there when I was pretty young. Then I moved back to the city, then to New Orleans, then to Texas, then to Tennessee, and now finally here I am.
In God's country.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be in New York starting tomorrow. We have a place in Long Island, so I'll be, be hanging up on Long Beach, hanging out on the ocean. So really excited and always get perked up. And so thanks for stopping in. Let's talk about that website real quick before we let you go. Where we can go, it's www.etcc.edu. Thank you so much, and I'd like to get you on again before you know, the deadline is signing up to get this out there even again, if you don't mind.
Not at all. That would be great. I appreciate you having me.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate having you on. I'm having trouble talking today. I don't know what it is. Maybe I should do a smoke signal show. Hey, thanks again, Phil. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back with Nancy Bolio, Bemidji 350. Thanks again.
Health insurance that fits my budget? I'm covered. I needed health coverage I could count on and afford. MinSure helped me find a plan that works for me, and they helped me save money. Did you know that most Minnesotans qualify for savings through MinSure, and they have free...
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. Millions of California residents are under flood advisories as severe storms slam the state. CBS's Dina Demetrius is in L.A.
After weeks of heavy rain, mud covers many of the roads across the state. The ground is saturated, and fire officials here know any additional rains can quickly lead to more floods.
Mudslides are also still a big concern. CBS's Scott McFarlane has the latest on classified documents found at President Biden's former think tank in D.C.
There are roughly 10 documents with a range of classification levels, highly classified included. Perhaps no surprise, the new House Republican majority is pouncing on this, calling for new investigations.
And someone could be hours away now from winning the $1.1 billion Mega Millions jackpot. This woman's got big plans for the cash.
My daughter's having twins. My son just had a baby in November. Yeah, so you know I would be buying everybody housing.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. Medical marijuana may have a chance of becoming legal in Wisconsin. Leaders of the GOP-led legislature say they'd be in favor of very restricted access for people with serious medical needs. Governor Evers is in favor of legalizing not only medical pot, but also for recreational use, which Republicans oppose. Michigan and Illinois already have legal recreational use. Medical marijuana is legal in Minnesota and Iowa. And Minnesota Governor Tim Walz tweeted last week he's ready to legalize adult-use cannabis. More out-of-state students enrolled in the UW system over the last decade, up 63%. At the same time, in-state enrollment dropped by 20%. Tuition rates were frozen for in-state students until 2021. Non-resident students pay an annual tuition fee that is four times higher. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Joe, what do you got for us today?
In reference to Lindsey Graham, I was amazed at his comments where he said if Trump is indicted, there will be riots in the streets. Lindsey Graham was a JAG officer, and in order to be a JAG officer, you have to pass the bar. Was a JAG
officer. I'm sorry, he's a JAG officer? I didn't quite understand that.
Yeah, to see a lawyer head for the rat hole instead of acting like a person with a backbone. Wow, what a profile and courage, huh?
Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.,
we have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1 minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Shirts go marching in. Oh Lord, I want to be in that number where the shirts go.
This
This is the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network. I am your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live from Waukesha South High School. I am joined by my color commentator and creative extraordinaire, Connor Boston, from Chicago. I also have Calvin, my engineer, back at the offices of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodore Yellman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And we are also proud to honor our Waukesha Black Shirts doing battle tonight, 4-3 in the toughest conference in the state, the Classic 8, 4-6 overall, with a stacked non-conference schedule of heavyweights. And tonight is no exception. Tonight, legendary coach Andy Cerrone and his Chargers of Sussex Hamilton invade the field house here at Waukesha South to take on our mighty Black Shirts. Both teams are adorned in red and black. And right now we're enjoying the second half of a very good JV1 match between the two schools. And, but first, I want to welcome those listeners from Native Roots Radio, as Black Shirt Nation is well represented by Indigenous peoples, as well as the sons and daughters of the Northern Migration, the descendants of the Middle Passage, the Irish diaspora in America, and all the banished children of Eve. It is our honor and our duty to walk alongside our Native brethren through your struggles, triumphs, and achievements, and proudly proclaim that Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Ahu, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. And we welcome you to follow the journey of our Black Shirts, one of the great comeback stories in Wisconsin high school athletics, losing 60 straight conference Classic 8 games, turning it around two seasons ago with a winning season and their first playoff berth, and then last season winning the Classic 8 with only two conference losses and going all the way to the sectional finals, falling just short of competing in the state finals. And our Black Shirts are back again here tonight with our All-State guards, Tyron Cook and Daniel Robinson, and a maturing host of juniors and some other senior leadership. Really looking forward to the battle that starts at 7 o'clock. As I've said, with 9-18, we're enjoying a pretty decent matchup here between the two JV squads. Score is now 41-33 going into tonight. Connor, what's your take on tonight's game? Now, remember, the Black Shirts lost a tough non-conference game to visiting Fondy on a rare Saturday afternoon matinee. And we saw a team that was lighting it up with threes and had four different players scoring double digits. What do you think for tonight?
Well, judging from the other teams, it's looking like they're playing pretty good. It's looking like it's going to be the same deal for tonight. These non-conference teams, like, really sure, like, they have really good programs, because yeah, a lot of their players are like, they're just all around. Judging by their height, doesn't actually look too bad. Like, they look pretty average for a high school team.
Yeah, they got a 6'7" junior and a 6'6" senior.
Yeah. But I think Waukesha they have to play deep. You know, it's the same things that we've been echoing. They need more scoring. Yeah. They need not even just more scoring, but just all around help.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of the starters are not just the better scorers, but they're also the ones getting the rebounds and the assists and setting up plays. And, like, I mean, you have a system so you can have, you know, that's why you have role players on a team. Let's say you have players that rack up, get a triple double and assists rebounds and, I don't know, maybe steals, but, you know, something that isn't always points, you know, but you can do other things. And I feel like we want points.
So the last three games, Cook and Robinson have averaged more than 20 points, which is what you want from your star guards, your star scorers. And the win against McGuanago, a really great conference win, a 14-point victory. We had 16 total points from our three forwards, Karinko, Tedioka, and Stout, as well as some other great productivity. Ethan Check at 7 in the game. The game on Saturday, those forwards only came up with 10 points, mm-hmm. and we lost by 6.
Exactly.
So you do the math, and it's, we need some more guys out there scoring.
Yeah.
Taking some of the
Even
pressure.
If it is something as 5 points, you know?
Yeah.
6-4, like nothing. Right. You know, even if it is something as small, every single point helps. Every single point matters.
The more players that can pose a scoring threat, the more that stretches the defense and the more that creates opportunities for Cook and Robinson, as well as the rest of the team. Yeah. So,
yeah. And I think these games are really hardening up the players. So, you know, playing these against these systems that are really well done, it's going to prepare them for when they go to college. That's going to be pretty much every single game, you know, after high school, you know, gone are travel violations every 5 seconds, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, and so I think even if Waukesha can't come up with a W tonight, I think it'll be a really good experience, you know, for our players. So
it sure will. And, you know, in the black shirts, they've got a little bit of a break here. They don't play again until the 18th, which is a week from tomorrow, a rare Wednesday night game, I believe. So, and then that schedule will be stacked up. But I think that game in the 18th is against Arrowhead, which may very well be the team to beat in the Classic Eight, especially with the big man, Luke Recchi, and Jace Gilbert, the other big man. But Recchi is definitely looking at a Division I program for basketball, whereas Gilbert's more of a football player. So, but yeah. So, yeah, we have a lot to look forward to tonight. Again, I think with the long break, I think we can expect our guys to leave it all on the floor tonight. Mm-hmm. Really hard battle. Yeah. Again, Coach Andy Cerrone, he's been doing this for more than 20 years. My wife had the honor of being his student teacher. He's also a middle school teacher out in Menominee Falls. Again, more than 20 years ago. And even back then, he was an established coaching legend. So, and these teams, I've never heard of a Sussex Hamilton losing team. They've always, you know, winning records, conference championships, playoff bound, state bound. So expect to see more of that, those high standards tonight here on the court. Blackshirts played at Hamilton last year, so it's like a home and home, and lost a heartbreaker there. I think that was like maybe an 8 or 10 point loss, but you know, pretty close game. Just some breakdowns for the Blackshirts. Some unforced errors and this great all around play. I mean, you see this, we're watching the JV one game here, and Hamilton's they're up by 12 with 7 minutes left. So the game's not over. Isaiah Smith with a long three and then a frustration foul on the miss there. Coach's worst nightmare, that far from your own basket. But the execution, we just said, is beautiful. They're setting up open shots in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
And so something that we really got to tighten up on defense there as we see Zayas DeWalt going out. So I'm getting so excited for this. I need a quick break. Calvin, let's take a quick little reprieve here. And we'll be back here on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network with more to cover on tonight's game.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin. You horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The show.
Hey, welcome back to Waukesha South High School. Where we're about 15 minutes away from tip-off. And You heard the commercial for my show on this Saturday morning, which is a great opportunity for me to let you know. This Saturday morning's guest is Joanna Adamicki, the special event coordinator for City of Waukesha's Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department. And she organizes the Waukesha Winter Jamboree, which is Wisconsin's premier winter festival. And since the Black Shirts aren't playing this weekend, there's no excuse. We all have an opportunity to go. Opening night ceremonies with the fireworks. Saturday night, there's a laser light show. Saturday morning, Joanna Adamicki will be at my show at 8 o'clock to tell you more about Jamboree, what's new this year. The theme is Call of the Wild. The can't-miss events. Maybe the new some of the new twists, new wrinkles, advice for really taking advantage of this 10-day festival started by some Waukesha mothers over 35 years ago who wanted their children and families to play outside in the winter. And here in the shop, we believe there is no bad weather, only bad clothes. So bundle up and join us for the fireworks on the opening ceremonies Friday night at Lowell Park. And then Saturday morning, join me with Joanna Adamicki this week in Waukesha. I've had the experience of seeing Joanna's great work. She organized the Vietnam Veterans Moving Wall. I guess it was 2 years ago now. Yeah, 2021, a year ago, and 2021 Memorial Day weekend. And it really was wonderful. I had the opportunity to volunteer in it. It was a really special weekend. And that's just one example of all the great things that Joanna's been doing for special events for our Parks and Rec. And of course, Jamboree is the really big shining example of the great things that our parks and our city are doing. So be sure to catch me Saturday morning. So now one of the favorite times of me and Connor is getting to announce the lineups for tonight's game. So I will start in numerical order. Number zero is the 6'2" senior guard, Tyron Cook, the first team All-State guard. Number one is the 6'3" senior forward, Tack Tadioka, who we know from football, honorable mention, All-Classic 8, on his way to St. Thomas along with football teammate C.J. Johnson, who, by the way, is seventh in the state in wrestling. Two athletes who did not play in their winter sports the year before were focused on football. This year, Tack played basketball, and this year, C.J. Wrestled, and both are doing well, supporting black shirt campaigns on both fronts. Number two, the other All-State senior guard, 6'2" senior guard, Daniel Robinson. Number three, 5'10" senior guard, Trey Duncan. Number four, 6'1" senior guard, Ethan Check. Number five, the 5'6" junior guard, Giovanni Rios Ibarra. Number 10, the 6'3" junior guard, Brighton Staub. Number 12, the 6'3" junior forward, Evan Stout. Number 22, the 6' senior guard, James Smith. Number 24, the 5'11 junior guard, Charles Morose, who's been starting quite a few games lately. And Charlie is also, we're proud to say, All-State goalkeeper for Waukesha South soccer. And had a great conversation with his coach, Billy Schwartz, here tonight, watching his son Morgan playing JV. And Billy, the former black shirt basketball coach, did some coaching over at Carroll and also starred here in basketball and soccer at Waukesha South in high school before starring at Ripon College. His younger brother, Julian, as you know, is arguably the greatest player ever to play basketball for Waukesha South. Now an assistant coach at Georgia Tech there in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Number 30, a newcomer, the 5'11 junior guard, Pau Segui Perez. And rounding up the lineup, the starting 6'3 senior forward, Tommy Karinko. Black shirts are coached by Bo Richter. Assistants are John Sakonis. Classic 8 assistant coach there, Lee Montez. Andy Karinko, Austin Steck, and Ben Bodart. Our students' assistant managers are Zio Sirocco and Caden Brenneman. Director of basketball operations is Tracy Richter. Our athletic director and vice assistant principal is Dan Schreier. The other assistant principals are Liz Gould and Brian Groshek. Our principal is Maria D'Amato. And our superintendent of school, Dr. James Siebert. So, Connor, tell us about the Chargers of Sussex Hamilton High School. Please.
Hamilton Chargers varsity boys basketball team lineup starts off with number zero, Nate Kolath, the 6'5 senior forward. Number one, Luther Smith Jr., the 6'2 senior guard. Number two, Andrew Eichmann, 6'5 junior forward. Number three, Jai Tony, the 5'10 senior guard. Number four, Cameron Brodsky, the 6'4 senior guard. Number five, Cooper Grahams. He's a 5'10. I'm thinking this is guard. It says PT, but guard, point guard. Yeah.
Or personal trainer.
Personal trainer,
yeah. Gave him a jersey number.
I mean, yeah, maybe he plays on the team, too.
After this, because there's 17 players in Coach Cerrone's lineup. So let's hope there isn't a bench clearing brawl. We could be in trouble. So anyway, sorry. Connor, go ahead.
No. Number 10, Adam Heber. He's the 6'5 forward junior. Number 11, Evan Herman, the 6'6 senior forward. Number 12, Lucas Ruiz. He's a 6'1 junior, or no, 6'1 senior guard. Number 20, Charlin Blankenheim, 6'3 forward junior. Number 22, Braden Anders, 6'2 forward junior or senior. Number 24, Timmy Schmitz. He is a 5'11 sophomore guard. We've got two sophomores on the team, and Timmy Schmitz and Asher Haas. He is a guard and 5'10, number 30. Number 31, John Strand. He is a 6 foot forward junior. Number 32, Bennett Barth. He is a 5'11 junior guard. Number 40, Christian Hampton. He is a 6'1 sophomore forward, another sophomore. And the final player on the lineup here, number 44, Noah Schoenberger. He's a 6'7 center.
Biggest lad on the team.
And he's a junior. So that's going to be exciting to see for next year. The Hamilton superintendent is Paul Mielke. Hamilton principal, Rebecca Newcomber. And associates Chris Lorishke or Lorishke or Mark Otto. And Mark Otto. Athletic director Michael Goss. Head coach Andy Cerrone. Assistant coaches Josh King, Jason Snyder, and Jim Steffel. Student assistants Maddox Showman and Omar Rodriguez. And the athletic trainer is Amy Krisiak. And so that's going to be the lineup for your Hamilton Chargers.
And you did a fine job, Con. That's quite. They brought quite an army here from
Sussex.
So. And if they go deep in that bench, you're going to have some fresh legs coming through all the time. So it should be a busy night for our black shirts. Hopefully, can keep up with the challenge.
I'm excited to see if they play any of the sophomores and see how they play.
So. And Connor, even though they're not a sponsor, we do have to give a big shout out to the Little Caesars down the road. Tell us about that.
Oh, well, me and Don got some Little Caesars before the broadcast, and we were waiting, talking and everything. And then the lady at the cashier comes up and she's like, hi. And I say hello. And then all of a sudden, she's like, oh, no, I ask her if she has any pepperonis or any pizzas left. Ready She's like, go, yeah. No, but then it's one right behind her. And then she turns around, notices it. It's right there. And then she's like, oh, well, sorry. Pizza's on us today.
Yeah.
And so we got a free pizza because we were waiting.
Is that her name?
Elena. Yeah, her name was Elena. And so thank you to Elena for the free pizza. And, it really did brighten my day, honestly.
Me too, yeah.
Before this broadcast.
Yep.
People need to understand how poignant a solitary act of human kindness
and great
is.
Customer service,
Yeah.
I believe I'm going to go back to Little Caesars.
Exactly.
So I might want to call and see if Elena's working, but no, that was very nice. And the pizza was great for sitting there, it's been there on the shelf and still tasted hot and fresh. So
we need more of those.
We sure do. We sure do. So, what else we also need, Connor, is one moment here for station identification. Calvin, if you would, please.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, we're back here at Waukesha South. Didn't finish well here. Our JB Black shirts now down by 20 with a minute 55 left. So, Tell you what, we'll take a break now here in the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network. And when we return, we'll have the starting lineup and the tip-off. How does that sound, Calvin? Fantastic. Don't go away. And if you're thinking of watching the Badgers-Spartans game, spoiler alert, Spartans are going to win. So watch your black shirts. Share the black shirts tonight. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
They started from the bottom.
Start it.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state. Here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The Shaw.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band.
Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.